Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Allen Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Al Pardo. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Bush. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Lacy reaches third base with a triple. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first, with Schramm covering, for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to third. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Pardo reaches second base with a double. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. Pardo moves to third. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pardo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Brunansky moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Murray moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schramm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Murray moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pardo strikes out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Pardo and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boedeker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheets hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Al Pardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pardo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pardo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins bunts towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. Pardo moves to second. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck is hit by the pitch. Don Osnow pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Os Harbeck moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Wardell now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sheets bunts towards the mound. Wardell fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Lynn moves to second. One out. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 4-1, Orioles. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Salas strikes out. One out. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. Teufel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Stenhouse goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Orioles. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Teufel moves to third. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.